Most of the 50,000 internally displaced persons residing at the Protection of Civilians or POC site in Juba fled to the camp late 2013 when conflict broke out in the South Sudanese capital and quickly spread to the rest of the country. Juba IDP Lamjo Kubang says he and thousands like him have suffered since last August when the WFP stopped food distributions to IDPs. He says food rations resumed in January, but they are expected to end within 4 months.
After June, there will be no food aid. That's why I was asking earlier on whether this is a continuing budget or a new one. Because earlier, what we knew is that the current food distribution will end by June. But if this is a new budget, this can be a very good thing to people of South Sudan, especially the IDPs.
Juba IDP Mayen Gadluak is grateful to the U.S.
Really, we do appreciate the U.N. government, because the young nation, when we get the independence, we get through the end of United States community or government. And we love that because it's our friend as a nation.
Jock says each IDP receives 7.5 kilograms of sorghum per month, an amount he says is not enough. He says in 2013, when people fled to the POC site after the fighting broke out, each IDP received more than twice that much of sorghum a month. He says the POC block where he resides hosts at least 40,000 people, including 16,000 unregistered people who do not get any food rations.
There are people who came all the way from Upper Nile because of flooding. You will find in a family of 10 people, around 3 or 2 or 5 people are not registered to receive food aid.
USAID announced its $289 million donation to the WFP on Friday. The WFP says 7.76 million people in South Sudan expected to be in crisis or face worsening levels of hunger this year. Mary Ellen Magroti, the WFP country director in South Sudan, says receiving funding in advance ahead of the country's rainy season means WFP can act earlier to prevent families from falling into more severe levels of acute hunger.
A fourth year of record flooding, rising costs of food and energy, and ongoing conflict are disrupting lives and livelihoods and threatening to push millions of families further into hunger across South Sudan. This generous contribution from the United States comes at a critical time as we race to dispatch food assistance to the most remote areas ahead of the lean season.
WFP says the donation will support the delivery of food to more 2.2 million severely food insecure women, children and men across parts of South Sudan through this year. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Udo in Juba.